I'm joined now by Jan Fischer, the former Prime Minister of the Czech Republic, and he's standing for President next year and has been giving a talk here in Parliament Hall tonight. So, Jan, to start with, the Eurozone crisis has obviously engulfed the EU and has caused a major problem. How do you think the EU can get through this, and do you see a future for the EU?
First of all, that I'm a person who can be very, very eurocritical towards Brussels bureaucracy and I don't know what, and the overregulated areas which has been produced by the European Union. But on the other hand, I am pretty sure and I strongly support the European recovery, going back to the value-based debate, strategic debate. I'm sure that the European project or the project of the European integration, it's not dead. It has to be cultivated, it has to be promoted, and it has to be upheld. That's something which we need to support, but something which has to be produced, or the continuation of Europe has to be, in favor of the half a billion of European citizens. That's not the Europe of European politicians. That's the Europe of European citizens, and they deserve that the European project should be promoted and cultivated further on.
So on Thursday, a Spanish, or I don't know if it was Spanish, but a rating agency downgraded Spanish investment grade to just a one above, like no investments. And then people have been arguing this means that they'll now ask for official requests from the European Union for a bailout. However, Germany has been very anti-bailing out Spain because it doesn't believe it needs it, whereas it's given several times now to Greece. What do you think the course will be?
That's very difficult to say how the thing ends up. The could be said the result of the rate of downgrading of the Spanish investment is something which is not a good news coming from the Spain. So far, Spain manifested or demonstrated its, could be said, willingness and ability to overcome the situation by themselves. On the other hand, I'm afraid that Spain is coming to the point or to the momentum when the bailout, some kind of bailout, would be inevitable. And of course, it needs a very strong debate, and we will see how the debate would end up. A lot of things is at stake. Spain is a very huge economy, and this is the economy with a lot of troubles. But of course, that Spain is the country we are afraid of, the what we called contagion, somewhere starting in Greece. And I think that Europe and European politicians and European institutions should do their best to avoid the contagion or to prevent the contagion, including some kind of support of Spain.
Thank you.
If it's all right with you, maybe I could ask you something less about politics and more about yourself. So there's so many international relations students at St. Andrews. What would you tell them, and especially since you didn't study international relations, what would you tell them was one thing that they need to know to make it in politics that you didn't learn in your university life?
Pardon?
What's one thing that you would tell students here that they need to know in order to grow up and be a politician that you didn't learn when you were at university?
I think that the my message to people studying, if I'm not, that's the core of the question, is what's the message to the students or the people studying the international relations anyway, and what first of all I would say that if I was born again, mm-hmm. I would study international relations, yeah. combined with, could be said, economics or macroeconomics, and something from statistics. this is very well, or security studies. That's something very, very, very important.
If the Czech Republic was an animal in the zoo, that is the European Union, what would it be?
As an animal? I would like to say lion, because yeah. we have in the could be said a herd. But I'm not saying that we are play the role of the lions. But what I wish is to play the role of the lions.
You mentioned that the Czech Republic is one of the more Eurosceptical countries, although you wouldn't personally put that label on yourself. Would you say there are any serious calls in the Czech Republic for it to actually withdraw from the European Union?
You see, about the Czech Euroscepticism, we can see, could be said, a progressing of the Euroscepticism inside the European Union, anywhere. And which is very interesting thing is the following. If you look at the countries who are waiting for accession, like Western Balkan countries, the assessment or appreciation of the European Union is much higher. In the case of the Czech Republic, when acceded to the EU, it was about 2/3 of people in favor in a referendum at that time. A lot of people supporting the EU with a very high expectations. Some of them haven't been met, of course, and now people are looking at a crisis with some concerns, with some fears, and that objectively leads to the decreasing support of the European Union. But if you ask the people in my country whether they would wish to stop, to break up, I'm sure, because it wasn't a question in the survey, I'm pretty sure that the most of people would say not. We don't wish the breakup of the Union. We don't wish to stop the European Union project. What we wish to go forward more efficiently, with less bureaucracy, with the politicians more open to the citizens, and so on and so forth. So that's what the Europe needs. It's to not to, let's say, dig the ditches between Europe and European institutions and citizens, but to build up the bridges, and that's what we need, and then the support of the European can recover, and I'm sure that it will be recovered in the future. I believe in the future of the Europe and European project, with all the reservations and all the criticism I have, and I present it here.
Yeah.